extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena, Sam, how are you?
Good morning, I'm really good.
I'm excited to chat about soup dumplings.
Soup dumplings.
We were saying dumpling soup before.
Yeah.
Different thing.
Like fools.
I don't even know if that's a thing.
Okay, it's not a thing. So what is a soup dumpling?
So soup dumplings, Xiaolong Bao, have we had them before?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Maybe?
Okay. So soup dumplings, Beverly in the last 10 years have gained massive popularity.
Oh, so this is quite a recent food trend.
Well, in terms of popularity, yeah,
right,
recent.
Okay.
It started in 1850s,
right.
Where a person named Huang Mingxi accidentally spilt aspic, which is a jellified meat broth, into his dumpling fillings and still continued to make the fillings anyway. And
nice.
After steaming them, he realized that the aspic started to melt and created this liquid broth inside the dumpling, and then he was like, whoa, genius. he thought that these were so interesting and it created such a surprise to people that were eating it,
yeah,
that he had to market it. So he kind of started having his a little shop kind of in the Nanxing province near Shanghai to kind of to market that that type of street stall. Soup dumplings are now considered one of the top 10 Shanghainese street food treats, and it's like it's got a large popularity, but also it's a really important style of cuisine towards the Shanghainese people as well.
So when you say it's like got a gelatinous filling, when you bite into it, does it sort of like go everywhere, or does it hold its shape a little bit? What kind of textures are we working with?
Well, great question. So I'm going to tell you what makes a good soup dumpling.
Aha, okay.
Yeah. So a good soup dumpling is a thin, strong wrapper. It's thicker than a wonton skin, but thinner than a dumpling skin.
Okay.
So it's in between. Then the filling is made with your regular, most common is pork mince, and it's filled with aspic or gelatinized meat broth.
Nice.
To add that rich and in-depth umami flavor. Then that filling is placed inside the wrapper, and then it's folded and pleated. They say 18 times makes a good Xiaolong Bao.
Wow.
So
okay.
18 pleats on top, and like masters will count that as
okay.
well. Yeah.
You've done 17, gotta do it again.
Yeah. Well, actually though.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes years to actually master this dish, and it wasn't until the 1970s where Din Tai Fung, which is an international chain that largely focused on these soup dumplings, that actually popularized it in the world. But it wasn't until much, much later in 2010 where one of the chains of Din Tai Fung opened in Hong Kong, and it was awarded a Michelin star.
Wow, okay.
So ever since then, it kind of just boomed everywhere, and everyone started looking for them as well. And they started to make modern alterations of flavors,
mm-hmm.
including a truffle kind of Xiaolong Baos, and lots of different flavors and different types of seafood inside as well. Yeah.
So there's this kind of like classic versions, and then there's like your new modern versions as well. Can you find them in Auckland?
Yes, there's actually quite a large number of places that have them.
Awesome.
I guess the most common would be at your Shanghainese restaurants.
Okay.
So on Dominion Road, there is a couple that I really enjoy going to for soup dumplings. It's Jolin Shanghai Restaurant and also The Shanghai Restaurant.
Easy to remember.
Very easy to remember. However, there is one that I've been told from the sources that Chu Long Ji in the Shore does some of the best.
Oh,
however,
yum.
Like I have had the best in New Zealand from a place that was called Taste and Memory. So I say was because once they started getting super popular, they were flooded by people wanting to buy them. So what they've done now is that they've turned into a secret ghost kitchen.
Oh my gosh.
So only people who use WeChat can actually order it.
That is so cool.
I know. Very exclusive.
Ghost kitchen.
However, yeah, Chu Long Ji, that's where you want to go.
Okay, so easy access, Chu Long Ji. If you know and you've got a mate and you can get in the right WeChat channel, then maybe you can get into the ghost Ghost Kitchen from, where was the name of that place again?
Taste in Memory.
Taste in Memory.
Imagine being so popular that you just have to become an elusive ghost kitchen.
That is the coolest thing ever.
That's so awesome.
So what kind of is your favourite soup dumpling, and what would you recommend if people are like trying it out for the first time? What's the classic flavour you should go for?
They wouldn't name it, though. They'll just say original Xiaolong Bao. Yeah,
okay.
So they'll just call it XLB, which is, yeah, that's the short term.
Easy to remember there.
Yeah, so it's a classic pork flavour. It's meant to have quite a porky taste, but not like a gamey pork flavour.
I got you. Yeah.
You traditionally eat it with aged or dark vinegar. And really thin julienne slices of ginger as well to off-cut the fattiness from the pork.
So what's the flavour of that aged dark vinegar? How is it different to like just a regular sort of vinegar that you'd normally...
Well, regular vinegar is quite sharp and quite like bright, whereas the aged is more... has more of an in-depth and more of a molasses kind of flavour to it as well. And how you'd traditionally eat it is... Well, let me explain. Well, Xiaolong Bao literally translates to little basket buns. So,
nice.
Yeah, so when they get served, because it's steamed to order, it's piping hot. So careful not to bite into it. And how you'd eat it is...
I'm absolutely imagining a burnt roof of my mouth right now, something I'm classic for.
How you'd eat it is you would use your chopsticks to hold the top where the pleats are, because that's the strongest part of the dumpling. You'd put it onto your spoon that you're holding on your non-dominant hand, and then you would take a small bite on the side of the dumpling and then drink the soup or let it cool down a little bit with the ventilation, and then you would place a little bit of the vinegar on top of the dumpling, and then you eat in one bite.
Oh, yum. So there is a process to this as well.
There's many YouTube videos on how to eat a Xiaolong Bao as well.
I'm absolutely going to go watch that after we've talked. Sam, thanks for bringing us in soup dumplings this morning, or Xiaolong Bao. We will link those restaurants that you mentioned there in the podcast so that people can go and find them. If anybody else has a favourite soup dumpling spot that they feel like sharing, then text it through. I know people get very protective of their favourite. They don't want it to become a ghost kitchen situation here. But if you feel like sharing with the class, then send them through to 5395. Yum. I'm extremely hungry now. Cheers for that, Sam.
And you want to talk about the latte art throwdown as well?
Yes. So the Woozoo Group are holding their fourth round of their latte art throwdowns, and right after that will be the final round.
Woo-hoo.
So the barista who wins that will take home $2,000 cash.
Wow, that's a good prize.
Yeah, if you want to come and either compete or just watch and spectate, there'll be massive vibes. There'll be free drinks as well. It'll be at the cafe called Percy, which is out near the airport.
Cool. Okay, Percy. And is that tonight?
That's tonight from 6 p.m.
Cool. Okay, head along there if you want to see some excellent latte art, which we spoke about on the show a couple of months ago now. So if you want to go hear about the weird and wonderful world of latte art and prep for tonight, then you can listen back to that podcast. Thank you, Sam. Have fun tonight, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Thank you very much.